If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A lot of snack foods are fine on their own. But can you name one that's a whole lot better when you pair it with something else? Someone asked people to name the top snacks that are better as a team. You're going to hear chocolate a lot here.
Oh, sure.
All right. But this is the top 10 from 10 to 1. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I'm still can't have peanut butter. It's my one nut allergy I haven't been able to beat yet. So do you guys, I mean, do people like take a chocolate bar and dip it in a tub of peanut butter and just
I definitely have.
Go to town on it?
Really? I've never done that.
I definitely have.
You guys haven't lived if you haven't.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do that because I don't want that kind of peanut butter with chocolate.
It's not as good.
It's not
But it'll get me through.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not as good as like a Reese's. But it'll get me there.
It's tasty. It's,
yeah.
It kind of hits that craving if you don't have an actual Reese's cup.
Especially if you get just the plain, like, Hershey's.
Yep, just a regular plain Hershey's bar.
That's
break
what
up
it
a
is.
Little square,
you break it off and you put it some chocolate on it. It gives it a little bit of extra.
Because you know what
my kids do that I think is
a little weird? Maybe it's just them, though. They have those chocolate-covered granola bars, you know, the chocolate chip dips or whatever.
Yeah.
And they slather peanut butter on that.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And oh, wow.
They say it's the greatest thing.
It sounds delicious.
Like, they pile it up on top, and they have, like, this peanut butter dip bar.
Yeah. I mean, I've never thought of that. I guess, when I'm eating one of those chocolate-covered dip bars, I feel like I'm doing a good thing.
Right. It's a health bar.
Like, it's health.
So you don't want to ruin
so
it.
So I don't
want to
just slather it full of peanut butter.
Yeah. You're giving it a little extra protein.
Yeah.
A little extra protein.
So... Yeah.
Okay. So gone there yet. I guess people do it like chocolate and peanut butter. One of the snack foods that tastes better when paired together. Chips and salsa. Well, do people eat like plain tortilla chips?
Wrong. I have.
Yeah.
I will do it.
That's not something that I'm like excited about, but I've done it.
Usually because I'm like hammered drunk, and that's I didn't get the salsa or I finished the salsa.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Yeah. Like if someone went to like. Got takeout from a Mexican place, but I wasn't a part of it. But then they brought those chips home and there's no salsa.
I will eat those
like chips that they just made.
Yeah. Those are good.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll eat those.
Yeah. Those fresh chips are,
but I've had just the plain old, you know,
Tostitos.
In the bag.
Cheese and crackers. Snack food that tastes better when paired together.
I like them when
cheese alone's good.
Yeah, but when they've done it themselves, I very rarely will slice up some cheese.
So you're talking about like the processed cheese spread?
I don't mind
some crackers
or not? No, just like, you know, you buy like a Ritz already pre-made Ritz bits.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Whatever that is,
cheese,
a powdered cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. It's delicious. Whatever it is.
Cheese like peanut butter and apples.
Nope.
I like that.
My kids do that too.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time, but I do like it.
They get the squeeze peanut butter.
Oh yeah,
you get the peanut butter in the squeezy packs.
That technology's great, isn't it? Whoever invented
it. I haven't.
They love it.
I haven't
done
it.
Squeeze it all over their apples.
Really?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Of course.
All these things I haven't been able to try in my life. Chocolate and fruit. The only thing I really like is a chocolate covered strawberry.
I bet.
Outside, what are you talking about?
Oh, that's pervy.
How is that pervy?
That's like a sexual chocolate.
No, it's not. That's like a delicious combination.
It's both. It's definitely an erotic food. Definitely an erotic food, but
how
it's also a tasty
food?
Snack.
It
when
is
I send my
erotic.
Mom an edible arrangement of chocolate dipped strawberries, there's no eroticism behind it.
Right.
It's just happy birthday.
Yeah.
But if I sense that to my fiance, you know, let's say before I'm trying to get it on, that could be an erotic instigator.
It's like a Madonna video. It's like a Madonna video.
Yeah, we can take a bite of the chocolate strawberry.
Justify my love and like feeding strawberries.
Yeah, it goes both ways, I feel.
Getting wild.
I think so too, yeah. Could be innocent or dirty.
I've never really thought of them like real filthy, disgusting. But apparently Chuck hears this every time it's
So yeah, this is...
Well, that's what is playing in the background when I come over with a box of chocolate-covered strawberries to feed him, you know, every other Friday like we have planned.
Like, I want to love you in Paris.
Andy, do you feel the erotic feelings from chocolate-covered strawberries?
No.
No, okay, no, good. I'm glad I'm not alone here.
I don't like the combo of chocolate and fruit together. I'd rather have either chocolate or fruit.
Yeah. And generally, that's how I am. Like, those edible things that James was talking about, I don't want any of the other stuff. Yeah. I just have the strawberries covered in chocolate, but they do pineapple and, like...
Marshmallows. Ooh,
I don't want any of that. I just want your strawberries.
This is a weird video.
I don't know.
Touching herself in the hallway of an apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has a briefcase. What's in that trunk?
Chocolate-covered strawberries. Yeah.
Jeez. Now that, wow, she's Madonna. She whipped her legs
she was
right
very,
open there. Is she going to do hallway oral?
She was very open to stuff.
I can't remember. What helped make her so famous?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was so smart.
Yeah, very smart.
So this is playing because chocolate strawberries are erotic?
Exactly. Well, this is like the video that Wayne's World spoofed.
Yeah.
When like Garth.
Right here.
That part there. That's Garth.
The dude in the unitard or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a funny sketch.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, the Madonna on
this
SNL.
This is playing because of chocolate covered strawberries
in the video.
This just reminds me of. I was just thinking of like the dirtiest thing I could think of. You know? And I remember this being real dirty. Like, look at that guy.
Sexually charged Madonna songs playing while we try to do.
Listen. I know.
I love it. A real soft bed of Madonna playing.
Especially people, they just woke up just now. And we're just talking about random stuff. And they're like,
chocolate strawberries are like wild sex with Madonna.
Like, see? Look at it.
It's all started with a little chocolate-covered strawberry.
Yeah. Is she having a threesome in this thing?
Well, these two...
Is it a cuckold? Like,
that's what it is. What, you didn't think Madonna was into cuckold?
She's the original.
Yeah, she's the original hot wife.
Yeah.
So, like, when you call and ask for your edible arrangements, you're like, oh, hi. I need your chocolate-covered strawberries.
I don't do that. To me.
I don't talk like that.
You're the one that says you that's all
I would never ever send voice.
No, he has me send it for him. So I'm the one on the phone that's like, yeah, he needs these to be so erotic.
I actually cannot stand any kind of sending of a product to anyone else where you have to like,
hey, look at this.
There's nips.
Listen, I told you this.
A lady came into the mix.
They're straight up like just like titties in this video.
That's what I mean.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time with it.
Could you imagine having to be the lady that cleans up the hotel after Madonna stayed there? Like, there's a chocolate, a strawberry, and condoms everywhere.
I found a guy, a large black man in a skin tight suit. I had to wake him up.
Oh, my God. I had no idea I was going to take that turn.
I haven't seen this in so long.
Me neither, honestly. Oh,
I just remember at the time, they were like, this is the dirtiest thing ever in the history of music videos. It was the dirtiest music video, like, ever.
Well, there's nips in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of lingus.
Yeah. Yeah.
All in there.
Yeah, she knew what to do.
Oh, that's a lady.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, if you notice in the video, it's all that way. That's why, like, don't get too excited by anything, because you'll be like, oh, that chick's hot, and then it's like, bonus city.
So now it's just an orgy. It's not a threesome. Like, she brought a whole bunch of
people. This is what happens
in
when you order chocolate covered strawberries.
Exactly.
Apparently.
That guy shows up, starts dancing around.
Can I smell chocolate covered strawberries?
Yeah.
Let's dance. Yeah.
That guy's role in this video is so weird.
I know.
It's not a party until the weird German man dances around inside this room.
I'm sure she really had sex with one of the guys in that
room. No, I think she was dating one
of them. I think I know which one.
Because it was in that Truth or Dare
movie,
which I also spent some time with.
Okay.
All right. She does a model thing in that one.
Anyways, in less erotic food pairings. Yeah.
We just watched that whole video. That was almost thing. 5 minutes.
Yeah, the whole...
That's hey, let's do it. This is what I do at night. I just watch videos. It's like I'm at home right now. I'm going to watch Justify My Love tonight. Now I don't have to.
Okay, other snack foods that taste better when paired together.
That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking
that
about.
Led us to this.
That's,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Chocolate and marshmallow did also make the list. Popcorn and chocolate. I don't understand that.
I don't like that.
I mean, like, chocolate-covered popcorn.
Oh, well,
is all
yeah,
right.
You know, you're right. It is.
It is.
It is.
Listen, when it's, to me, though, it's caramel corn.
Caramel is better.
Covered with chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sure. Where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. Chocolate and nuts is number two.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
Well, a chocolate-covered
that's
almond.
Good.
When I tried a chocolate-covered almond for the first time in my life,
they're
so good. Incredible.
Yeah.
And the number one, which really I know people love, I'm not the biggest fan of, is cookies and cream. Snack foods that taste better when paired together. Like, I'm not a big cookies and cream guy.
Well, like, I don't want cream, but I mean, I do like cookies and milk together. I think if you're going to drink something.
Oreo's good.
Yeah.
That's cookies and cream.
Oatmeal, some milk. It's good.
I got, you know, my water drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Mios?
They exploded. I'm like an Oompa Loompa. I got
turned you orange.
Totally dyed my hands orange this morning. Sons of a bitch.
I hope I don't spill any of that in your hair.
I'm going to be really freaked out if like a little person pops in here and starts singing.
Oompa-loompa-doo-ba-dee-doo. You think you'll be freaked
out? What has happened to Davy Doo?
Yeah. Dave will freak right out.
Oh, yeah,
all of a sudden, Dave's hands start growing huge or something.
He's got taffy fingers, everybody. Look out.
Oh, no.
They got to take him to the taffy stretcher. I don't like the height of an Oompa Loompa. I'll tell you that. Off to Australia next. So they have been having some bad storms. And one of the things that happens there is that when the wind and the tide really picks up, they get a lot of sea foam, like massive amounts of it. Some people think it's awesome and they play in it.
Oh, my God.
Seems real gross.
It's so sick.
But there's one woman you'll see in this report who kind of risked her life to save something during one of these wild storms. Here's the story from 7 News in Australia.
Wet and wild. At Snapper Rocks, forget about going in. Even those watching the waves ended up right in the thick of it. Across the Gold Coast, conditions felt cyclonic. Not just belting rain, but gale-force winds, huge seas, and abnormally high tides.
Queensland weather, gotta love it.
All joining forces and packing a huge punch.
Good energy, good electricity today.
At Surfers Paradise, it was a whitewash.
No
tourists bathing in the sunlight, just a sea of foam.
This has just come in literally a couple of seconds ago, but got to be super careful here. A dog literally just went into this foam and they've just rescued it. It's been lost in there for a little bit and she's finally found this animal. Now, I'll tell you what, a stern warning is for kids to come down here playing in this is to be super aware because this is formed from all of that fresh water, the big seas creating air within that system. And, of course, all the water being churned up creates this foam and it's like a sludge. So if you're on the beaches, we'll just move down a little bit further, obviously, but it's one of those things you need to stay away.
Whipped up by the powerful swell and washed up for kilometres at the Spit and at Burley where there was a foamnado.
It's really deep and yucky and stuff.
But it's a pretty cool phenomenon to see.
But dangerous too.
Oh, there goes the dog just ran right in.
The dog disappeared beneath the foam, sparking a panicked rescue.
Yeah.
Very luckily, with a good outcome.
I'm very happy she's okay.
At Currumbin, the morning's high tide surged through the surf club car park in a raging torrent.
You're smiling because you can see the power of Mother Nature, but what's behind it is a real message, a real important message that climate change is real.
So were the risks of getting it too close, but this was a scramble to secure loose items.
It's just so dangerous.
He's crying.
A lot of rubbish, a lot of fences.
And beer kegs.
This woman
the
risked
beer
her
kegs!
Life.
Get the kegs!
This big girl risked her life
big girl
to
in.
Save the beer kegs.
She's a hero.
Yeah.
Get him! I got the kegs. I got him. I got the kegs.
him down.
The Foster's is all right.
Save the lager!
I can barely even lift one of those things, and that chick just with one hand throwing him around.
Yeah. I mean, her boob almost popped out there, fine. But she saved those kegs.
She's a strong woman.
Mm-hmm. She risked her life jumping into the ocean.
Oh, her nickname's Rhino.
Yeah. Old Rhino does great at the bar.
Never seen anything like that.
No, I haven't either. I've seen a little bit of seafoam, but not like that reporter was in it waist deep.
Yeah. It's whatever it's made of has got to be just the grossest sea animal feces.
I assumed it's like the same thing that's inside of a sexual hot tub.
Oh, God.
It's just
the bubbles. Yeah.
It's just the same
sexual hot tub.
A sexual hot tub.
Disgusting thing.
No, like it has sex in it. There's some sex going on in it.
Like that sex foam you think that is. That's ocean sex foam.
Like whales and
You believe sharks. It's just semen?
No, I think it's in there, though. And I think it smells. Like, if you've ever encountered sea foam in, like, a larger amount, to me it just smells like fish and, oh, it's gross. I don't know why anyone's playing in it.
No, I don't know either. They were jumping around having a gale time.
Oh, they were.
That's no good. That reporter even, like, waist deep in it. What are you doing?
I don't know. Like, what's he wearing, too, that's completely, was he in a wetsuit that you're just able to go for a walk in the middle of the ocean? I don't know. It's weird.
Smell like it.
The whole rest of the day.
But you need a big girl to get your beer kegs.
She was fast on her feet.
Yeah, she was.
I don't understand.
Quick and powerful.
Yes, she absolutely was.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is absolutely horrible. Talk about Chuck Luck. A woman in California accidentally ruined a lottery ticket.
Oh, I heard about this.
When she ran her pants through the laundry.
Mm. Yeah, but just listen.
It was worth $26 million.
Mm. Yeah.
$26
million. Yeah.
Here's the story from KCRA-TV.
Be kicking myself for the rest of the month. Yeah, I wouldn't be very happy.
Bobby Henley is a regular at this Norwalk AM/PM. He says he was shocked when he heard the customer who purchased a Super Lotto Plus ticket that ended up being a $26 million winner didn't come forward to claim the big cash prize. But employees at the store on Imperial Highway say the buyer was a woman and that she was captured on their security video. They say she recently returned to the store saying she lost the ticket in her laundry.
This is the store I always play in, and here's somebody that lost a ticket for that much money.
Henley said he, too, heard the winner was a woman who misplaced the ticket. He says he randomly ran into a customer at the gas station who said her coworker purchased it. He told a story about how when the woman went to look for the ticket, it was too late.
Her clothes was washed, and so when she pulled it out, it was all crumpled up like in little pieces, and she said she frantically tried to put them all together, but she couldn't.
Store employees said they handed over their video to California lottery officials, but a spokesperson said retail cameras cannot be used to verify a winner, but photos of the ticket can. Henley says it's a pricey lesson he'll keep in mind the next time he purchases a lotto ticket.
I guess now, you know, the lesson is to start taking pictures of your ticket or you know, keeping a record of it somehow.
So she didn't get it? Because that'd be it for me.
That, like, you're done with life?
Yeah, check right out.
Come on, that's it?
Yeah,
it's over.
I'm going to give a shotgun a kiss.
How do you live after that? How do you live after that?
I'm going to give a shotgun a kiss.
Stop it. That.
You just blew $26 million.
I'm going to. Yeah.
No.
That's the worst.
You're going to find me up there.
Hey, that Chuck on the radio tower?
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's he doing? He doesn't like the heights that high. What's he doing up there?
Chuck, get down!
Oh, I'm coming down.
No!
Yep.
It'd be hard to tell somebody to be okay about that. Like, If he called me and it'd be like, I just washed a $26 million lottery ticket, I'd be like, well, you should probably kill yourself then.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, man, I'm really having a hard time. I'm thinking about killing myself.
Because of that lottery ticket?
Yeah, I lost it. $26 million, dude.
You should do it.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to call James and see. Hey, James, do you listen, I washed that $26 million ticket.
You lost it, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you right now. Yeah. I'm thinking of doing a suicide swan dive off the radio tower. What do you think?
Well, first of all, is there any way I can talk you out of this?
No, probably not. What do you think?
Well, then definitely make sure you land right on the back of your neck.
Okay, all right. All right.
Separate.
Okay.
You know, break that spine.
Thank you.
Don't turn to Andy or James if you're thinking about taking your life.
That's true.
But I also would say, hey, man, reconsider. You know, just think about it. It's hard for me to tell you to do that.
It was only $26 million. Big deal.
Yeah, you mean you'll never see that amount of money ever in your entire life ever again. But, you know, it's just money.
No one should kill themselves, but
don't.
Sometimes
it's kind of real crappy that they can verify that that's the exact ticket. They have a video of her, and they won't give her the money. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, I hope.
How are you going to not kill yourself when the news is like,
I'm killing myself.
Interviewing people like, how they feel about, how would you feel? Oh, I'd kill myself. I'd probably kill myself.
Do you know how many times they probably had to just like,
cut them out?
Cut out the people that were like, well, I'd kill myself if I lost. If that was my dumbass, I would have killed myself twice.
Twice.
I would have made sure I died twice. Bring me back and then kill me again.
They interview like a sweet old lady, and she's like, well, she should probably kill herself.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, no one should kill themselves.
Never.
Right.
It's terrible. What Horrible. A bad choice. Things will get better unless you're this person.
Well, stop
things
it.
Are not going to get stop better. It. Like, you get, like everything else you can get through.
Who knows? Maybe this woman will buy a scratcher ticket and then she'll win $100 million. Mm. You never know.
Oh, no, there's not no good. Chance.
There's
no way.
Never gonna happen.
Zero chance of that.
Even I will realize that'll never happen.
No, like, I get it. In most scenarios, like, the man of your dreams has left you. The woman of your dreams has left you. Who cares? You don't need to do anything silly. This?
Yeah. Come on. You're never going to win $26 million again. You're never going to do it.
It's just, I think, like, they should be, like, they should be able to be like, that's the person on the video.
Wouldn't you take a photo of it? Wouldn't you just and just?
That should be a habit now.
It's too bad when it's done. It doesn't mean anything. All the stuff's been washed off it. You're taking a picture of some pieces.
No, I mean, you take a picture. Like, I see that I've won. I take a picture of it. I send it to a couple people. You know, like, that's the only thing. I hope to God she took a picture of it and
she
sent
has no
to
picture.
Someone.
They say that.
Yeah, she's just, yeah, then just kill yourself.
Oh,
I hate to say it.
No, you
I
don't.
I hate to say
you
it.
You said it about 70 times.
I mean, I hate to say it's her only option.
Right.
But sometimes it's your only option.
Mm-hmm.
Her life is never going to be better.
No, I'm not saying kill yourself. But your life will never be the same.
Right.
Everything. How could you would think about that every waking
what you
moment?
Could have done.
Everyone who knows you, knows you're the moron that washed $26 million away. I just tell everyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love you all. You all know why I'm doing this.
No, don't do it.
And they'd be like, hopefully they'd be like, yes, we do. We get it.
I just
help me climb to the top of this tower.
Right. As we've always said, it's better not to know, right?
This
it's
is
better
the worst
than I bought
scenario.
That ticket and it won $26 million and I never knew I had the winning ticket, right? I watched a lottery ticket, but I didn't know it was a winning ticket.
How about the salt in the wound of, oh yeah, here's you buying it on the video.
Yeah.
Here's you buying it on the video. Oh, and by the way, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yep, I'd be
yeah.
Man, that's a long way up.
It's so crappy.
It's a long way up.
There's better news when it comes to the lottery, especially for this old Michigan broad. A Michigan woman learned the value of patience when she scored a $150,000 Powerball prize with the same number she's been playing every week since 1972.
So sounds like my grandma.
Yeah, that's how they did it. My grandma used everybody's birthday. Yeah.
My dad, he plays the same numbers, I think, all the time.
Yeah.
She's been playing the same numbers since the Michigan Lottery started in 1972.
That's crazy.
It tells you the odds right there.
I know. It takes a lifetime to win.
Yeah.
87-year-old Vera Giglio matched four white balls and the Powerball in the draw after she bought a ticket from the Moonlight Party store.
Mm.
She's been using the same numbers in the hopes of scoring a big prize since 1972. She said, I checked the newspaper the following day. And tells you how old she is. She
checks for her winning numbers in the newspaper.
Yeah. And she recognized them right away. She said it was very exciting.
Finally. How much did she win?
$150,000.
Oh, that's good.
She visited lottery headquarters to collect her prize. Sold. She's going to pay off some bills, she says.
Oh.
So what? She missed it by one number? Is that the Powerball or is it six numbers?
Four white balls and the Powerball. So, yeah, she missed it by one number. She had 6, 7, 14, 38, 39, and the Powerball was 6. I don't know how Powerball works, but those are the ones that she won on.
Wow.
But she missed 7 was the number that didn't come up.
I wish my grandma would win. She's 91, do the same thing.
Can
she
I be
would
honest?
Win, that'd be great.
I'll be honest, this is the time for her.
Yeah.
Like when you're 91, you seem to win every once in a while.
Yeah, that's
like
really, yes, absolutely. Really,
you know,
people win.
They
a lot.
Do. Like, I just plan to die tomorrow, but I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that they win, and then it's like they don't have any time.
Right. We're always like, oh, it's nice someone young won for a change.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always the old people, but you'd love to see someone who's been playing it forever win the prize as well. So 1972 till today,
my dad's still hanging on. I'll do it.
I don't know if my dad plays lottery anymore.
Yeah.
His parents did, but.
Bryster's still in that mold. That's his retirement plan.
Yeah.
And
that generally doesn't work out for most
people.
It's never actually great.
No.
All right. Here's something new. A boss is letting her employees take masturbation breaks while on the job.
It's a great guy.
It's not. It's a woman.
Oh, it's a great woman.
It's a woman. But it also is a porno company.
Oh.
So it's a little different. Erica Lust Films is the name of the company. They take self-pleasure seriously. In an effort to encourage her staff to wind down, Erica, who's the CEO of the company, allows her 36-person staff 30-minute masturbation breaks every day. She's even set up a private masturbation station at the office to give people a shot to handle their business.
I want to be the first.
No, I'm going to say, I'm not going into the masturbation station after Chuck's been in there.
I'll go clean up. Don't worry. I'll make sure it's sterilized.
The smell of Chuck is in the room?
Yeah.
I'll spray
it. Might be a bit of musk.
Ugh.
Little Chuck Musk.
Okay, don't say Chuck Musk.
You should bottle that.
No,
it's intoxicating
do it.
To get a whiff.
Chuck
Musk.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
And Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Never felt
it would
so
be
much.
A Walmart favorite. Walmart. Absolutely.
You never had the scent of masculinity so strong.
$8 at Walmart. Chuck Musk.
Doing that at a porn company is like having us go on a break and do a show.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not exactly sure what this is accomplishing.
She says when employees come out of the masturbation station, they're happier, more focused, and productive. It just leads to a better team atmosphere.
Mm. I wonder if you have like a job that isn't really porn related, but you're doing all the editing, you're doing all that stuff, so you're just constantly watching porn.
Yeah, that must be it.
This is the woman, by the way, that runs the company. They don't show the masturbation station.
No. Do they show the employees?
No, just
is
her.
It just chicks?
Mm. I'm just assuming it's a mix. She's 36 employees.
Hmm.
What a wild thing, huh? Starting your own porn company.
It's a good way to get advertisement for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's super. Because I've never heard of it, yeah.
I think it's the number one way to get rich.
Is do porn stuff? Mm,
they say that starting a porn company is like the easiest way to get like wealthy.
Well, Lisa, you might as well. I mean, you've talked about it enough. You might as well just branch out and start your own porn company.
I'll tell you what. You get the second you guys really want to start one, let me know. We'll make a fortune. I got some ideas for James.
I'm on her website. It's quite...
That's interesting. Oh, wow. Yeah, like they're shooting legit strange porns.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's roller different. Skating man.
Just found a new love of roller skating.
Yeah.
Oh, craziness.
Weird, huh? They're like artsy.
Yeah. They're artsy fartsy.
They're very artsy. Kind of bizarre. And then you get to banging, and then there's just some floppy old titties.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that never turns on.
Yeah, but it's very, like, avant-garde, some of it, you know? Like, it looked like almost, like, Eyes Wide Shut scene, but all porny.
Yeah, like, that's weird. It looks like, because
they're doing stuff in
Caligula
the middle.
Caligula or something, or...
Is she, like, a director, too?
It seems like it.
It's her company. She makes the film. She does everything.
Oh, wow, that girl is...
Oh, wow, she's just going to town on herself in front of all those people.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So I guess what it is the people that are working for her, it's like the cameraman, like all these other people. It's like, I need to take a masturbation break.
Right. They're like, there's the people that are like making, they're holding the lights and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, this is too crazy. I just watched an orgy.
Right.
I need a masturbation break.
Well, and she does it. And she said it works.
Interesting.
Do you think it's more female-geared movie she's
making?
It looked like that, kind of.
Yeah.
The more romantic, or
they've got more of a story to them.
Well, it's a female's company. I can see her
gearing it towards
with like that mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, guys are just like, they bring the plastic girl in and, you know, it's real cut and dry type of boring crap.
Remember that tiger that's been missing in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Finally found safe. There was hundreds of tips about possible whereabouts, but they did find the tiger over the weekend. This cop who found it, he seemed like a total, I don't know. We got the tiger. I'm a douchebag cop, and I got the tiger. What are you talking about? There's the guy there. Boy. Right? Just...
Commander, it's been a long week. We're looking for this guy.
It really has been. But we got him, and he's healthy.
Tiger Wrangler. He's just petting the tiger like...
No, he would destroy me.
The tiger looks smaller
here.
It's
been a long week for looking at this guy.
Than it did in that video?
No. In the video, I remember thinking, I'm like, that's not a full-grown tiger.
Yeah,
that's
a younger one.
Yeah. And so, because I can't believe they're petting this thing right now.
It's wearing a turquoise bejeweled collar.
I think it had the collar on.
Did it?
Well, because the guy grabbed it by the collar, and I remember thinking, how in the world would you grab a tiger by the collar?
It's in good health, luckily, and it is only 9 months old, 175-pound tiger named India.
Oh, my God.
It's being bottle-fed in this video, and India was spotted out in a neighborhood a couple of weeks ago, causing some tension with neighbors as he roamed and lounged in the front yards. By Saturday, a concerned citizen in contact with India's owner's wife contacted the local animal shelter and helped to arrange for India to be turned over to authorities.
So that's crazy. He's about the same age as your puppy, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 175 pounds.
Yeah, a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
That's crazy.
It's still really cute.
Oh, yeah. Super. They're awesome.
No charges have been filed. Cops don't know how the alleged owner came into possession of India the tiger. India now is slated to go to a sanctuary in Texas.
Mm. Good.
Hopefully it's a good one.
Yeah. Hopefully not run by Tiger Lady. What's her name?
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Baskins.
Hopefully it's an actual legitimate tiger sanctuary.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Tigers are cool, though.
Oh, very cool. Speaking of Lisa's dog, Douglas, I saw a video of Douglas playing in some sort of dog sprinkler.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a cool contraption?
Over the weekend.
The splash pad. Splash.
Loved it.
Honestly, I think Lisa helped to sell about 7,000 splash pads.
I know. Everyone was asking, so I had to finally post it up where I got it.
You should get into that program where you get a cut of the stuff that you share, because, I'm sure they did crazy sales.
It was funny watching him go in that thing. He got in it, and then it was spraying him a little bit. He's like, too much.
It's funny. Jameson, even though most, because he's part
golden.
They love water. He hates water.
Must be the doodle part of him.
Yeah, the poodle, the poodle part doesn't like water, I guess.
My doodle blood.
Oh, my old doodle blood makes me hate the water. No, but even like he won't go near a beach. Like he does not like water at all. Hates the pool. Won't like he put a paw in once and was like,
so he doesn't swim around or anything.
Nothing. Right? Nothing. No. Like, he'll just shrug his way through a bath, you know, like, it's got to happen. But outside of that, he'll never voluntarily go into water.
Yeah, like, I think Hershey would love that splash pad.
Yeah, because it's not scary but
he,
at all.
Yeah, because he knows, he's like, oh, it's not deep. Yeah. It's just, this is just amazing.
Yeah.
But he would never go in the pool. But
I don't think, like, honestly, like, we've had sprinklers and stuff. He's never gone anywhere near it.
Oh.
I'm planning on taking Douglas swimming soon, because it's warming up now, so there's different places you can take them to swim.
What, there's like places that allow dogs.
Yeah,
to, come on. Yeah. Of course you know that. Yeah. I've never heard
she's
of that.
Never
in
gonna,
my
she's
life.
Not going to tell you about
no,
it.
No, she's not.
No,
she doesn't want anyone to go there. No. But so like doggy swim parks or
yeah, there's
that's
places.
Said too
there's
much.
Couple, yeah, there's like a there's a couple of places.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm very excited to take him. I already took him once to check it out. I was like, just like, let's look at it. Let's look it over. And yeah, it was great. Just a bunch of dogs
swimming.
Well,
he's got so much energy, right?
So much energy and loves water. It just
seems like a natural
He's
a water dog.
You see those goldens that like, they'll be miles away from the beach and they'll charge and run right to the water, right?
Yeah.
Jump in and then I get Jameson's like,
water.
Well, my Doberman would see some sprinklers on, like a couple houses away, and he'd be like, we're crossing the street. he'd start crossing the street. He'd be like, no, I'm not even
didn't want anything
I'm not even going near that lawn. And a couple times sprinklers would turn on. Oh man. If a sprinklers just turned on around he full sprint. He's like, come on!
Someone said their dog will ride in his kayak but never get in the water.
Isn't that weird?
Really?
Yeah, there are some dogs that are like that. They'll jump in a boat.
Yeah, well, Jameson did go on a floaty.
Oh, he'll go on a floaty,
but he won't go.
Man.
He had to push him right up to the side.
Yeah,
he could jump right out.
Yeah, once that thing floated off, he was probably like, oh, man, this is real touch and go.
I'm full of instant regret right now.
Yeah,
he's floating here in this pool. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was just lounging. He was on guard.
Yeah.
As he was flying through the water. This is a little bit odd. So we've been talking about cicadas.
Yep.
No.
I practiced it 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cicada on the brain.
John Cicada.
It's hard to forget about that gorgeous cicadas, man. But they're cicadas, those little bugs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as we told you, this month, billions of cicadas are going to emerge from the dirt for the first time in 17 years. But we're learning now that some of the bugs are going to suffer a horrific science fiction-like fate. There's really no easy way to explain this, but a fungus laced with the same chemical as psychedelic mushrooms will invade their bodies and eat away at their insides until their butts fall off.
Yeah. There's weird funguses in the insect community. I've seen it, like, they come out of spiders, and, like, they sometimes it'll grow, like, right. So it's, like, basically having a mushroom, like, grow out of their bodies.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I had a caterpillar one time, rescued a caterpillar, and I took it in for the kids, and we're like, well, we're going to watch it form a cocoon. Then all of a sudden, this like white thing formed in it, and like fungus or whatever grew all out of it. And I was like, oh, kids, that's not what's supposed to happen.
But yeah. This is an experiment gone wrong.
Yeah.
So these cicadas are so bombed on this, you know, substance that they don't even notice they got missing butts.
Oh, they just keep going.
So with missing asses and full hearts, they're forging ahead to find a mate to procreate with, right? Mm. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
But that's going to be impossible because that part of their body is gone. Right. And they don't even know.
Right.
Imagine, Chuck, like you go to bang and you realize you're...
I'm like, let's do it. And I look down. It's kind of like how it is. It's kind of like how it is right now. I look down and I'm like, I don't have the parts for this. Wait a second. I don't have the parts. What happened to my parts? No fungus, though. Real, real disaster.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know exactly how these cicadas feel.
But it's actually a sexually transmitted fungus.
Oh, man.
So it's even crazier.
Jeez.
So in as they attempt to have sex, that'll spread the fungus even more.
Okay.
And it can affect both males and females.
Yeah, I think there's enough of them that it's like, it's probably not the worst thing for them to get something.
Right.
Right, 17
so that, you know,
billion or whatever. No, it's 17 years, but billions of bucks.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird stuff. Like, I think in these, the same caterpillars I got, I can't remember if it was like a fungus or it was actually like a certain wasp will like lay its eggs.
There is a wasp that does that, that like it'll like zombies their brain.
Yeah.
And like it makes them, they keep it alive so that their babies can eat it.
Yeah.
Alive. So it stays fresher.
From the inside.
Yeah, yeah, it's messed up. Mm-hmm. But then there's another one too that's like a, it's like a fungus inside the bug, and then it needs light, so then it controls the bug to walk up trees to where there's light, and then it sprouts from them, killing them.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
It's no fun being a...
Wait till that bug. Thing. Wait till that thing spreads in us.
Oh, perfect.
that's great. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Having a roommate can be great for some people. It can be a nightmare for others. In just a second, we're going to talk about the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. If you want to get in with your story, you can. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. The weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. First, though, in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, a dispute between two roommates over the weekend escalated to a fight that left one man injured hiding in a bathroom while his roommate repeatedly stabbed a knife into the door between them like something out of The Shining.
Oh, my God.
At least it was just the door you need to get through.
20-year-old Nathaniel Piccanini was angry when his roommate wouldn't buy the butane they needed to smoke marijuana.
It's your turn, man.
So they had an argument. When his roommate threw down a notebook in frustration...
Give me my knife.
Piccanini lunged at him. The roommate tries to subdue the attack by putting the guy in a headlock. The roommate was punched in the head, face, and arm before he was finally able to push the other guy out of the room. A few moments later, the 20-year-old came back, this time swinging a golf club. Took some effort, but he pushed Piccanini out of the room again and shut the door. Finally, he left his room to go to the kitchen. He was attacked for a third time. This time, the guy's waving around a pocket knife now. He flashed the knife's 3-inch blade, lunging and stabbing at his roommate. The roommate tossed his food and fled, running into the bathroom and shutting the door, fearing for his life. Then this guy started to stab the knife into and through the door. Luckily, it was only 3 inches.
It's very odd to go from wanting to smoke some weed to being like a murderous killer.
Yeah, they're not real chill guys.
No.
Seems like it might not have been the only thing they were doing.
Probably not.
Possibly.
I don't know. Maybe they just might have been frustrated, crazy people.
Yeah, that's it too.
Yep. The 20-year-old insane. Was arrested and charged in Isabella County with delivering or manufacturing a controlled substance, a 4-year felony, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, and domestic violence. He's going to be back in court in a couple of months, Jeffrey. Pixelated little mugshot of the fella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks real stupid. Mm-hmm. He's got real stupid facial hair.
Yeah. It's a bad choice.
It really is. Yeah.
But he's like, oh, man, no, whoa. Get rid of it all but that. Calm down, man. We'll get some butane, man.
I'm going to stab everybody.
All right, so that leads us to this. What is the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing? If you want to chime in, it's 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. One guy who had texted earlier said that he caught his roommate pooping in a Tupperware. Come to find out, whenever she couldn't make it to the bathroom, she would poop in a Tupperware.
I remember we talked to someone whose roommate collected it all. It was jars and jars of it, right?
Poop?
Yeah. Poop and pee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the things roommates do from time to time.
How far could the bathroom be? How big of a place do you live in?
I know when I had a roommate, it was like, no matter what room you were in, you were one room away, basically.
Right.
You know, either bedroom, it was right there.
Unless someone's
room,
in
maybe,
there.
Maybe two rooms.
Unless someone's in there and that'd won't come it. Out, right? Unless the bathroom's always occupied.
Yeah.
Even then. I mean, and that Tupperware's dead to you. You can't just put it in the dishwasher after that. No, nope.
Where am I going to put my leftover hamburgers after the barbecue then?
Not in there.
How many times have they done that and you didn't realize it? And then you just grabbed Tupperware.
I thought there was an extra little hint of something.
They asked people this online, the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. And someone said, I walked in on my roommate's girlfriend shaving his beehole for him. And that's a common thing in relationships, I guess.
I guess.
These days, it appears to be.
We've heard of it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see.
No, and I mean, I would probably find a place with a, like in a bathroom.
Yeah. Like
if I was going to be in that spot, I wouldn't want to be in the living room. Where someone could just walk right in and be like, oh, sorry.
Oh, you're shaving.
Came home.
Beehole. Very cool.
A woman caught her roommate using her hairdryer to dry off his junk. That's not nice for her. You guys have never done that, right?
What, use a hairdryer on my
your balls?
Oh, for sure I've done it.
Have you done it, really?
Oh, I've done it all.
I don't know if I've done it.
I've never done the bee.
I know. I think someone sent us a picture of a dude doing it at the gym or something, or told us a story about it.
There was a story about that.
Yeah. But I've never done that, and I don't.
No, like if I was going to dry my beard back in the day when I was like styling it a certain way, I might give myself a little dry. I do the whole body. I'm hairy everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of hair to dry.
You're like human hair dryer. Are you?
Yeah. Just, yeah. Feeling nice.
I don't know. I've never, because I'm not hairy. I never really thought of it. Quick little rub with the towel and I am dry. Don't have to worry about it. Someone said the one and only time I had a roommate, I caught him licking the silverware I had just used while he was doing the dishes.
Why?
So like you and I live together.
Yeah.
I set my bowl down, my fork, whatever.
Like a cereal spoon.
Yeah. I walked away and then you start.
Yeah, I enjoy your saliva. I want to get it in me.
Mixed in with a bit of Frosted Flake.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right out of your mind. Like,
I think so.
You know.
It's not sexual, per se.
Oh!
You think it could be?
It's weird. I think it is. I think any kind of weird thing like that.
Any licking?
Listen, if someone is putting your used silverware in their mouth, it's not to get a taste of what you were eating. I don't believe.
You don't think so?
Oh, I think it was about. It's about their.
They want something weirdly, in their mouth that's been in your mouth.
Yeah. They're weirdly obsessed with you in some way you don't realize. Mm. At least that's where my brain goes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, I'm twisted up. But
it's weird.
This person said, I caught a roommate cutting off a skin tag with a box cutter. I almost fainted.
Huh.
Hmm. That's
wouldn't that hurt?
Just close a door. Close a door.
I don't know why they're doing this in the living room.
What are these people like doing these activities while people are out, right? And you come home and they don't realize you're going to be home.
Thought you were working until 6.
I mean, I
have an at-home operation to take care of.
Yeah.
You know,
like I just think to myself, like if I was going to do some really depraved stuff to myself,
yes,
I would want, and I had a roommate.
So what did you do when you knew you were going to get really depraved with yourself?
In my room. I had a room.
Right.
We're saying doors. Doors, you know, help. Rooms help.
I had my room.
Yes, they're one of the oldest inventions, yeah. Doors and rooms.
Yeah.
Just use those things. That's why they're there.
Doors and rooms help.
Yeah. Well, it's like when my roommate's dad came over and took all of his clothes off in the living room. And, like, I happen to walk around the corner and he's just in his underwear. And I'm like, why is this not taking place in your room? Like, have your dad go to your room and change. He just didn't care. He was like, I'm changing right here, right now.
Someone said, my boyfriend walked in on our old roommate jerking off in the garage in the dark in the middle of the night. He was just looking for a place to do it, maybe? Like a private?
I guess. Like, you don't want anyone to hear you, maybe? You've got so many roommates that it's just, you know, you make a tremendous amount of noise when doing it? I don't know.
Okay, this is a twist. This woman says, I'm a confident girl. I work out every day. I caught my roommate sniffing my underwear. But it actually worked out. I actually found it to be hot as hell, and we had great sex. Well, we've now been together for 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's a story of love.
It's modern day
sometimes
love.
Sometimes that's how love works.
How'd you two meet?
Sniffed her panties.
I found it incredibly hot, and then we started dating after that.
It usually doesn't go that way.
It does not.
No.
Most women would be highly disturbed.
Like, what do you think the percentage
that
of that working out is? Like a 1%?
Panty sniffing success?
Yeah.
1%.
1%.
Like, under 1%. Because
they were just roommates. So that means there wasn't, like, sexual tension there.
She was interested in them, obviously.
Yeah, apparently.
She had to be, or that never
that
would
never work.
I'll be honest, even if you're living with someone and you have some kind of weird, like, interest in each other, there's a real good chance that when I sniff your panties, you've decided, nope, not for me. He's not the guy for me.
Yeah, it could blow it. Usually it would.
You would think.
We're talking about the weirdest thing you busted a roommate doing. This person said, not really busted, but my old roommate walked into my room, asked if I could take her photo. I said, sure. She then got completely naked, got on all fours, and said, okay, I need you to take a pic of my beehole. It was too late to say no.
Oh. Well, this is going to be the greatest, most artistic photo you've ever
had. So that
had
to be another girl that was...
I would assume.
To be.
I assume that's a woman with a female roommate.
Yeah.
Do you need me to put the iPhone to portrait mode or just regular picture?
Listen, I'm going to put you in charge of all aspects. So if you think it needs a filter, if you think I need some better lighting.
Yeah, let's try the studio lighting setting in the portrait mode. I got to stand back. It says I got to get you in the
Okay.
Okay. There we go. Send that off.
Thing. Look at that thing.
Looks immaculate.
Like, can you imagine, Chuck, your female roommate at the time doing that to you?
Well, if that happened, I'm assuming that's just like you're trying to have sex with me.
By presenting the beehole to
you? Oh, like a million. If you present your beehole to me, I'm taking that a certain way.
Of course.
In fact, you just, when you start to take your clothes off, I'm like, okay, like it's on. No girl takes off her clothes in front of you.
Unless. They're interested.
I mean, it's got to be almost 100%. Maybe 1% of the time a girl has taken her clothes off innocently in front of another man.
And nothing happened.
And didn't want something to happen. But I think 99% of the time, it's like they don't have pants on, they don't have a shirt on, for a reason.
So do you think this woman who presented her beehole to a female roommate...
Well, that's the only thing. That's what throws me off, just not being a girl. I don't know the things that girls do together. It doesn't seem like they would do this kind of thing.
They wouldn't.
It really doesn't.
It's not a normal
thing.
But
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a girl. I don't know.
This is funny. In the dude brain, they're like, maybe.
That's how I imagine things.
Maybe that's how girls hang out.
Yeah.
Not really. No.
Maybe like that's how girls
take nude pictures of each other. I think they might.
Well, we have talked about that.
Yeah.
I know.
That happened.
That's what
it
I'm
takes
saying.
A certain kind of woman.
Right. Yeah. And a certain kind of roommate.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like they take a photo so they can send it to their dude or whatever, but make sure it's like looks good.
Yeah. So her dude asked for a beehole pic, and she's like, all right, I got to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because to me, I don't know what everyone's thoughts would be, but say someone sent you a photo and it was clear to you that someone else had to be holding the camera.
Yeah.
I'm upset by that.
I would be too, actually.
If someone took a picture of your lady's beehole?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm assuming it's not from that night. It's not from that time.
I can't believe there was suspense there, Dave. If somebody was taking a picture of your girl's beehole, you would be upset?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes, Dave. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I do think that you can be sent some stuff and you're like, wait a second. Like, how is that being pulled off right now? And then it's like, oh, because this was a photo that your ex was taking of you.
Yeah.
And you've saved
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's where my
You've got to clarify that it was your female roommate that took it. And still then, it'd be hard to believe.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
It'd be hard to believe.
That'd blow my little mind apart.
Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. The question is, the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. What was it, Jeff?
Yeah, so I was sleeping in my bed in college, and we shared a room, and I woke up, and my roommate was jerking off to a video of him and his girlfriend having sex, and he didn't think it was weird at all. He had lots of videos, and, like, that's exclusively what he masturbated to. Like,
and you were in a bunk underneath him?
No, I was on a bunk, like, on the top bed, which is why he didn't see me. He thought the room was empty, so he came, sat down on his laptop, and just started going. And then I woke up and was like, dude, what are you doing? And I was like, wait, is that you? And he was just like railing his girlfriend on the bed. And I was like, wow.
Now, wow. What was his reaction? Like, did he stop when you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, he obviously immediately stopped and pulled everything up. I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't see you there. I was like, wait, is that you? Like, do you take videos of yourself? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I always like. Just masturbate to, like, me, and I'm not going to say her name, but, like, yeah. I was like, what? I don't know. Like, I'm married, and, like, if I don't exclusively masturbate to my wife. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't know. Like, it seemed weird to me.
No, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
I only do it.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Do it to my girlfriend.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Yeah. All right.
What's going on? You're making your curious face.
I got some curiosities. I don't think it's that odd to think that you and someone else is, like, hot.
I don't think it's odd at all. I do think it's odd that that's the only thing you pleasure yourself to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's
kind of
weird.
That's odd, yeah. Right?
No, I think...
Sure, you should think...
Having it
you
in
know,
the mix is fine.
If you're into that person, you seeing yourselves together in that way would be a huge turn on.
Well, like, to me... If I'm spending any time, like, you know, I'm dating a girl and I'm still choosing to look at her stuff,
then that's a win.
Then that's a win. Mm-hmm. That's a huge win for that girl.
I guess it is. I just think that's got to be incredibly rare. That's the only thing they pleasure themselves to is personal porn of them. Some more texts coming in here. Caught my roommate in college, walked in on him having a threesome with two fake sex dolls.
Oh, a threesome. That's real sad when you got a threesome with them. Just get the one. Just get it done.
All he needs is one. All he needs is one.
Just the one. What is he? That's like $14,000 worth of sex dolls.
Yeah. The most expensive threesome that doesn't count ever.
Right.
It'd be funny though if he has the dolls set up like they're performing on each other and then he comes in and performs on the one.
You don't know what you're going to find with that dude. You come in and like, oh God, they're playing strip poker with him.
Yeah.
So, okay, listen, he can only do so much. So, like, he could be riding one and where's the other one? Do people? Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I just thought of. Do people. Dine on sex dolls.
Oh, 1,000% they do.
No, why would you do that?
You know they do.
I might as well just do it with this bottle of hand sanitizer.
You know they do. You know they do.
It's probably just for practice. Just for practice.
It's just to feel.
So he could have one
like
on his face and one.
Yes, 1,000% he could. I'm guessing that's not what the setup was for this.
Right. He probably had the one set on top of the other
one. Other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69, right? Like a 69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
that's
that.
How I would
that's
do
the
it.
Saddest.
That's how I would
I don't
do
know
it.
What's sadder, the I act would... of it
or the setup,
the recreation,
it's all sad.
Everything.
It's everything all is sad it. About it.
The, yeah. Setting up your sex thing. Doll threesome,
right? Setting them
placing
up,
placing everything in the positions.
Like, I find it sad that I can't visualize, but yet I know exactly how I would have it set up.
I think I know how to set it up.
Yeah. My Lord. A little sad. That's super sad.
More coming in here. We're talking about the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. I caught my old roommate making bullets and gunsmithing in the basement. I was pretty shocked and promptly asked him to move out.
Oh, well, that's something that gun guys do from time to time. Yeah. They make their own bullets.
But if you're not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you usually you know, like, oh, yeah, that guy, like...
Yeah, he's into...
I make my own bullets, you can tell. I got... Look at all those guns I've got.
Right.
I make my own bullets.
Lived with two roommates. One day I walked in on the male roommate wearing the girl roommate's underwear and pleasuring himself. Yep. In a similar situation, this person said, walked in on my old roommate wearing his girlfriend's G-string. She's like 5'2", 120. He's over 6 feet, 200 pounds.
He likes to feel dainty.
Dainty. No word.
You know?
A dainty fella. A big dainty fella.
Dainty fella.
The worst part, he had his normal man boxers around his ankle as if he was putting them on to cover up the G-string he was wearing. He's no longer my roommate.
So he would wear the G-string and then his own underwear.
Yes. So he'd have his secret.
My secret.
It's his secret.
Yeah.
Was underneath there. And that was his girl's underwear. Do you think she likes that? Like, do you think she knew and that
I think
was
there's
like
always a chance that they do, but more times than not, it's not known.
Here's one. Years ago, I took a roommate that I made in college, very pretty French girl. But every time she came out of the shower, she would only have a towel around her waist and would use a face cloth to dry her boobs and armpits off in front of the mirror. In the dining room, instead of just drying off in the bathroom, and you're complaining, but
I'd be crazy. I'd be like holding for a French girl. I would be holding the face cloth or whatever as she was leaving the bathroom. Like here, I picked one out.
Here you go.
Yeah, I picked one out for you.
Come on, Sarah.
Here I Windexed the mirror and everything
because topless is not.
There's no issue.
It's not taboo. It's just a part of life.
Wow, what a great.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he had a great day all the time.
Yeah.
How do you?
And they don't use the washcloths in Europe, so they're probably wondering, what's this for? I guess it's just a dryer.
Yeah, they don't even know. Yeah.
Oh, it's a tip towel. Oh, you have tip towels. Let's see.
That's what they are. I'd be like, yes. I'd go buy so many, I'd have them everywhere.
Absolutely. That's two American... Dip towels.
Those are American titty towels.
Here they are, Yvette. Just for you, Yvette.
That is. I'm just going to sit down here.
Just have a breakfast here.
Yeah, making some French toast. God, I mean, life, I'd be so
incredible.
You could eat French toast and watch your French hot roommate.
Can you believe during the day?
With their booby towels.
Can you believe how life works out?
Yvette, can you hand me the syrup, please?
Oh, you got a little bit on you.
Oh, no, get her another titty towel. Here. Here's my stack.
And she goes back to France and they're like, those were washcloths.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, mon Dieu.
I get a scathing email.
here's a kind of an odd one. I came home to find my roommate making wax candles in the kitchen. He was using all my cooking pots. I came home and Chuck was making candles.
I've made candles.
You wouldn't be surprised.
You've never made a candle.
Oh, I've made a candle.
You have not made a candle.
No, I mean, listen, Stella and I have taken... The what's left of a bunch of candles, melted them down, put them in foil. We've done all sorts of. I've done just about anything stupid. I've done it.
That's crazy. I thought you were going to say you had like the pot with like the wax boiling, and you take the string and
you dip it in. No, I'll be honest. That's cool. I don't have a problem with it. But no, I haven't done that.
You probably don't have the pots and pans.
A few more quick calls here. What's the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing? Hi,
Tinfoils.
Bill in Boston, go ahead.
Prepare the pecker checker.
It's different.
Yes, it's prepared.
Yeah, so the weirdest thing I ever seen is I came home one day and my roommate was sitting on the couch kind of pulling up his like drawers, looking down at his junk, you know? And I'm looking at him, he's like picking stuff. And I'm like, well, what are you doing, man? He's like, oh, I just got some genital crabs. I was just picking them off.
Oh, my.
He's like, you want to see what they look like? And I'm like, well, I only live once. I might as well just look at it.
No, you looked at his dick crabs?
Well. No, he pulled off the crab and actually showed me the crab. He didn't show me his dick, but I was just like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what the hell? Where am I living?
And this is on your couch you share?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I sit on the couch and I came home. Like, yeah. I was like 17, first apartment. I was like, what the hell did I get into?
I am Karate Kid kicking you. Yeah, I see you.
The cranes? Yeah, you do the actual crane?
Something is clicking in my head, and I will fly into that couch with my foot.
Well, you got to stay away from that couch because they will live there and transfer.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you can just sit down on a couch and get those things.
Yeah. And Ian's with us next. Hi, Ian. Weirdest thing you caught a roommate doing?
So I was in Michigan State, and I worked construction over the weekends. And one day I come back over the weekend, and me, and for the sake of names, we'll call Brian and Adam, my other two roommates. Brian and I share a room. We're both lofted. I climb up into my bed. And I look over, and in Brian's bed is a body pillow with an image of Adam in a G-string just staring at me. And they're not home yet. They come back. I'm like, you guys got to explain this to me.
Oh, man.
Why there's a G-string image of Adam in your bed.
What was their...
And he's like...
Yeah, what was their explanation?
So he goes, so Adam's a bit of a drinker. And apparently one weekend decided he was just going to have a few drinks, decided to put on a G-string. They took a photo. Brian's into anime, knows how to get photos printed on body pillows, decided as a joke to order it. He didn't think about when I came home without any context what this looked like. Not that context really helps at all, but yeah, he was just drinking and decided to put on a G-string. And they now have a body pillow. I don't know if it still exists. Adam's in the Army now, so... Very, very questionable.
Yeah, no, that's an odd man gift.
Two experimental bros.
Yeah. We're just hanging out, you know?
Experiment.
Sounds like a couple guys I wouldn't mind hanging out with.
Right up your alley,
G-strings, James. And body pillows? Hey,
yeah.
Let's party.
Right up your alley.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.